sometimes I ask you ahead of time what you're bringing in for Money Chat, but we haven't had a chance to talk today, just doing all kinds of fun stuff before heading into studio. So what do you have for our listeners?
I'm pretty excited. I wanted to do a victory, and we shout out to our team. You know, here and there.
We need to shout out more.
We probably should.
Every single Money Chat.
I agree. We're extremely blessed. It's the Ferrari of mortgage teams, yeah. I'll call it.
Oh, yeah. And I heard your call across the wall office today.
Yeah. So exciting. Yeah. First time home buyer. And we got into contract on the 27th. Mm-hmm. And, like, literally, we're clear to close, and it's 14 days. I mean, it's really 10 days because there's only 10 working days.
Yeah.
Clear to close. Everybody's absolutely shocked that we're closing way early and giving people that option to, hey, guys, do you want the keys to your new home early?
Yeah.
And she was, like, literally in tears almost on the phone of how excited. It's especially the new home, like your first home that you're buying.
Yes.
It's so special. My favorite thing about our job is that moment right there. Where you just deliver and everybody's so excited and the memories and the love in the house and you know it's going to change your trajectory forever and it just feels really good.
That is so awesome. And, you know, sometimes I plan something and then I get inspired by what you bring into studio. So I just covered up my little notes here.
She's like, dude, I'm done.
Forget that. Because it's, you know, I was listening to the other side of the wall. And I have to say that we do a lot of calls like that. And it's really fun to make the call to the buyer and say, hey, guess what? You know, our Rockstar team did such a great job. And thank you for you for expediting and doing your part because it really is a team effort. So if you're listening to the show, normally during the closing process, if you can turn documents around within 48 hours of being requested, you are doing your job at a high level. Not to say if things get stuck up a little bit, you know, time-wise, because that can happen, but that's going to help things run efficiently. And so I'm sure, Keelan, that your buyers did that, and then, you know, us doing our end. So, yeah, we do have a lot of quick closings. I also have a guarantee, a 20-day closing guarantee. Doesn't mean that we can't close less than 20 days, but there's money back on that if we don't. And I recently just got an offer in from one of my great real estate agents that they decided to go with a credit union for whatever reason. She couldn't get them to talk to me first, and not saying anything bad about credit unions at all. But I will say that credit unions and your major banks, they don't focus on mortgage. Mortgage is kind of like the stepchild in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, their focus goes on the banking and the profitability of that side. So the mortgage department sometimes get a little bit left behind. And also, especially with the credit unions, they will not talk to real estate agents.
Wow.
I mean, they will not have any conversation at all. It all has to go through the borrower. And a real estate agent is a big part of the success of that process. And if they're not working with a lender that they know that's part of their power team, they need to really be able to control and manage that process to ensure things get done smooth and efficiently. And in this case, it definitely did not. And the contract came in. It did have 2 weeks to close, which is a short closing without any doubt. And they were ready to get an extension on the closing date. And I won't go into the details of what happened, but we're able to save the deal and pull this deal together. And the team says, you know, don't get an extension. Let's just keep the date that we have on the contract. We'll get through the process. And as long as the buyers are providing what they need to do, we'll meet this closing date. So, yeah, it's really nice. And I want to speak to any business professional that is out there right now, especially in the real estate space and the mortgage space, which we work in that every single day, that it's critically important to invest in your business and have a team. And I coach real estate agents and other business professionals on my philosophy to one-time your business, which is about time management, business efficiency, and lead generation at the highest level possible. And in week 5, I talk about embracing your strengths and hiring out your weaknesses. And a really common question I get is, how do I know when it's the right time to hire an assistant? And my answer is, right now, if you're asking me that question, now's the time. And I just did an interview with Gordy Marks. I'll give a shout out for Gordy over at RE/MAX, and he was my coffee with a superstar. And he had said, which I'd never really thought about it this way, because he brought that in. He's got a great team that supports him as well. And he said that if you don't have an assistant, you are your assistant.
So true.
So it's so true. And so the key to success, because a lot of people fail when they're hiring members of their team, but there's only 3 reasons why. Number one, they hire the wrong person. That's really common to do. So do your due diligence. Hire a coach if you don't know how to go through the personality traits. Working interviews are critically important to know that they have the skills, and you can see that they have the skills before you bring them in. I love working interviews, no matter what industry that you're in. The second reason is that you do not have a process and a system set up already for them to follow. So you must have that set up. You have to have that roadmap. And I like to say the ability to be able to keep everybody in their own lanes, because that's a huge key success to a team. So you have to have the process and set up system set up before you do that. And last, you have to stay in your own lane. You have to release and delegate and let them do their job. Why? Because if you're not going out and doing more of your job, which is generating more business, it is going to fail. So the great news is there's only three reasons why it fails. The more challenging is those three reasons are really big reasons. And if you miss one of them, they're going to fail. So, Keelan, thank you for bringing that in. We've got Victoria here today. We've got Mark and Lisa back at the office that are diligently closing loans so that we can do all of this amazing stuff that we do to connect with our referral partners, our clients, and to provide some great information for our listeners that listen to our show every week.
Thank you, team. We love you.
Yeah, thanks, team. We love you. All righty. Coming up next on the Money Hour, update on property taxes and housing crisis. We have John Wilson of King County Department of Assessments. He is our King County Assessor. Right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.